Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time, 855-839-1210. So Pete Hegseth, who I see on Fox News, Fox and Friends, seems more and more uncomfortable at times. He gets sort of, there's a pushback there about some of his theories with President Trump, etc. And yesterday, I think he was on The Five. Here's what he said about this faux impeachment yesterday, what it's really about. Trump will be gone. Yeah, they do want to stop Trump in 2024. And I think they're thinking, oh, man, after the onslaught of stuff President Trump faces once he's out of office, why would he run again? I think Trump will or would if the Senate doesn't put that prohibition on him that he can't run or hold elective office ever again. And that's where the big mistake's coming in with McConnell and some of these Republicans, I think. But here's what Hegseth said this is really about, and I agree. They want Trumpism gone.
Does it concern you that the media isn't really focusing like a laser on all those criminals that invaded the Capitol? Because to me, it seems like they've broadened it out to the entire MAGA movement, and now the entire MAGA movement are white supremacist domestic terrorists.
That's precisely correct, Jesse. Even if you're on the ground and the timeline matters, 15 minutes before the president was even done speaking, they were breaching the security of the Capitol. The vast majority of the people there were there because they love this president, appreciate what he's done for this nation, and have nothing to do with violence. They're highly educated. They're patriotic. They believe in first principles of this country. And what they know they're not going to get from Joe Biden and from this moment is unity. So they're told to shut up and sit down. You're all a bunch of racists. In fact, worse than racists, you're white supremacists, and you're probably domestic terrorists too. And the president that you love, he's actually Osama bin Laden. Eric Swalwell said the same thing, by the way. His Chinese problem seems to have gone away. Now he's an impeachment manager as well. He made the same comparison. So now Trump supporters are looking around and saying, our president is Osama bin Laden, and I'm a domestic terrorist. And now they control, I know we're going to talk later on the show, the social media arms of our country to suppress me, investigate me, and then indict me, whether I was there or not. Jesse, they're broadening it on purpose, and that is the scary part. They want Trumpism gone, not just the president.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, and it's about power, and this is a useful... I mean, look at what's done with Charlottesville. Look at how that still is out there. How many times have we played exactly what was said and what was meant by it and the whole thing, okay? It's pretty clear on Charlottesville that they just throw it in and then there's Charlottesville and no one says, well, what do you mean by that? They're like, well, that's a given. Check that box. We scored a point here. If it's a boxing match, even if you swung and missed to the guy. No, I didn't swing and miss. I said, Charlottesville, that's a hit on you, Dom. You got to accept that. Oh, yeah, it's Charlottesville. That wasn't good. No, I don't. This is another big example. Now, there does seem to be in reliable sources, I'm not saying I'm fully convinced yet, but there are smatterings of inklings here that some of these guys may have plotted this in advance. In other words, there is evidence of stuff. Now, you could argue ultimately, well, they weren't plotting to absolutely storm the Capitol. They were plotting to do something. In other words, this gets at the whole core of any kind of criminal prosecution or Senate trial. What did the president do explicitly to egg on this insurrection? Now, it's one thing to say it's impeachable because that's a political matter, okay? And that just comes down to, do people accept it or not? And broadly, a lot of people, let's face it, in any kind of polling, accept some kind of Trump role in that in some vague way. But when you challenge that and say, if these guys had diagrams of some sort, if they had a plan and they did bring things there to engage in this, there's starting to be some evidence of it. That's why, for all sides, and I know you share this, it's maddening, and sometimes it's not even agenda. All right, they want to get the impeachment done of the president. Okay, why is it not today or tomorrow they start hearings around the clock, up and down the line, on every aspect that we know or can know about what happened there at the Capitol? And that'd be one question. As I said, there's some news reports. I'm not fully putting my stamp of approval on it yet, just to grab at it, that some of these people involved with storming the Capitol had some plans that they were captured with later on. That doesn't mean everybody. But you know what that cuts to? They were not stimulated just by what the president said. They were already stimulated. So what did Democrats counter with? Well, that's because Trump had been doing this all along. Okay, if it's a criminal prosecution, a Senate trial, you have to go back and you have to prove at what points. They're going to argue merely by the, it seems to be now, the media is in on this too, telling the American people, merely by questioning the election results, that's prima facie evidence of all this. Well, no, it's not. Now, I'm glad to see in some roundabout way, and some of you said, Dom, come on now, you made him the whipping boy for all this. That would be Rudy Giuliani. The president, there are stories out there today, doesn't want to pay him $20,000 a day for his legal expertise, arguing he doesn't think he was well represented by Giuliani. And I agree with that, finally, 100%. How long have we been saying that? I found much more appealing going after Pennsylvania, gone after the aspect of Arizona that Cruz did. What's wrong with that? It's all being thrown together because of some wild stuff by just that atrocious Linwood guy, by the Sidney Powell nonsense, and by Rudy. And they kind of made that the face, and that's the perception that's out there, versus legitimate questions that still have not been answered as far as election law, legislators, and why this was allowed to go on, like here in Pennsylvania. In other words, it's not as wild of a scenario as they were pitching, which was a disaster. So does it matter if we find some people with some sense of a plot to storm the Capitol? They couldn't have concocted that just because the president said it that day. Now, I believe others acted because they were revved up from the entirety of it. But I think some of these people all along were going to try to do whatever they could. Then you have the aspect, who were these officers? Did they let people in some door? Did they point to various places? Again, this just gets me. No country should allow this to go on that we don't drill down and have the hearings, bring these people in, subpoena every last one of them. That's what should happen. Now, I know some of them have criminal charges, so they might be able to dodge it. I'm talking with the Capitol Police that have been suspended. I'm talking with the heads of security there. I'm talking about everybody and anyone that has an inkling of something that we need to know. And I'm sure it would be ferocious in the hearings that both parties would go after different aspects. But it's just the pace of what these people do. We are seeing incredible tension now. Now, Democrats, I don't think, want to have these hearings. They posture. I think they want to slow walk it because they're thinking the perception now with the impeachment yesterday that has sunk in with the American people is that somehow or another, Trump said, go and do that, all these actions, on that very day, when he did not. Now, we could argue the tenor of it and things like that, but that's not criminal. It would be, I don't see any way, and Andy McCarthy and others I've had on back me up, you would be convicted of inciting a riot from what he said that day. Impeachment's political, though. You know, there's a perceptual part to it. That's different. So if this went to a Senate trial, it still would be political. I get it. But evidence, a couple callers made this the last couple of days. Well, Dom, didn't you see there is some? Yeah, I've seen it. It's got to be fleshed out more, where I say definitively, do I think the hundreds of people that were there were all in this? No, I think some of these people are just acting independently. And the number one thing that is sadly infected, who knows what percentage of people that are supporters of President Trump, is the QAnon. Now, this stuff is toxic. I've run into a couple of these people over the course. They're almost like zombies. And this is an area that should be called out. Now, I wish President Trump at an earlier point had said, look, this QAnon stuff, stop it already. This is toxic. Anytime somebody differs with them, like Mike Pence, they call him a pedophile. That Lynn Wood has done that. The crazy attorney from Atlanta, wherever he is. This is constant. Now, there is, for want of a better term, an administrative state, a deep state, if you will. Are they all in a cabal? No, not necessarily. But they do what they want because they're going to be there forever. Rick Santorum has talked about this all the time. The planners, the central planners, the whole thing that goes on there. These people were infuriated by Trump because he didn't follow all the little particulars that go on there. And they did try to slow him down, the resistance internally. But to say there's a global plot, and it gets back to one of my leading things over the years I've said in talk radio. Boy, how attractive conspiracy is to some people. It animates their lives. It gives them purpose. They're smarter. They know about this conspiracy. Dan and I and you, oh, no, you're dummies. We have to enlighten you. I can't, Dan, have you ever run into a QAnon person? Because I'm kind of thinking, imagine somebody in the family is QAnon coming over at Christmas or Thanksgiving. Do you think they're going to not talk about QAnon or be giving QAnon flags as gifts? No. They're crazed with this stuff. Have you ever run into one?
Yeah. Yeah, and surprisingly, I know more about QAnon than they seem to know about QAnon.
What animates them? Is it just the broad thing that conspiracy is thrilling? People love conspiracy.
People don't like uncertainty, and this gives them an answer to every question that they have about the state of the world.
Yes, that's very good, too. And who is Q?
Still an unknown entity.
Some unknown entity out there created, right? Could be some guy sitting in his basement laughing at all this. And then all these global elites, all this stuff coming together. And then the Pizzagate, the pizza place in Washington where somebody got killed. And then everybody's a pedophile, including Mike Pence. This is the type of stuff they throw out. Here's the question. If you have been to Trump rallies, Trump whatever, have you run into these people? And look, I know that politicians, every politician doesn't want to be critical or be driven to it by the media for their base. I think something healthy, though, from the Trump. Now, look, if you say, well, what about the Democrats? Of course. Tucker Carlson's doing great work with this woman that Joe Biden wants to be in charge of the Department of Justice prosecutions around so-called civil rights. My God, the pseudoscience she believes in, the racism, the anti-Semitism. Now, we're going to see if the media exposes this or do they just chalk it up that she was in college then. She wasn't 18, and I think she still believes in this. So there's a lot on either side. Omar is a big conspiracy theorist, without a doubt. But QAnon, it's unhealthy. If this becomes part and parcel of Trumpers and Trump support, who knows what percentage it is? Dan's right. It gives them a view of the world, and then Trump is the savior.
I didn't
Trump
hear
has the, come to stop all this, Dan.
The number one leftist conspiracy theorist, I don't think you mentioned. I was on the phone, but excuse me if you did, but Louis Farrakhan.
Well, he's not a leftist, though. See, I'm not going to tarnish them. He is just an all-time outright, you're right.
I don't mean to classify him as a leftist, but...
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. It's supported by that side, though. Yeah, what about Louis Farrakhan? How does... Well, look, who is it that said, how does this Rodney Muhammad guy, who finally was outed, right? How does he get to decide who the police commissioner is and all that here in Philadelphia? He's not a mainstream figure. He is a big-time inner circle supporter of Louis Farrakhan. Right there, he's out of bounds. Anybody that has anything to do with him, gives him any credibility, they must be a hater. They must be a crazy, too. I get your point, Dan. That's exactly right. He's the most toxic figure, arguably, that I can think of. So I'd love to know if you agree with this when it comes to Trump and Trump supporters. The media now is on a campaign. You're going to see more of it. Dan and I have been reading it, where they're trying to say the Trump supporter is now predominantly infected by QAnon in some way, shape, or form. And Dan's right. That's a good point. It explains the world to them. And it's exciting because you're in on it. It gives purpose. It's like a hobby that's never ending. And it is probably, arguably, one, two, or three biggest conspiracies out there. But expect a big fight around this woman that Carlson's been breaking down as she tries to be in charge of coming after the world on civil rights when she herself has dabbled in, it's almost like the shape of her head stuff she dabbles in. It's incredible. Stupid. So if you had somebody who was QAnon, would you avoid them? I definitely would. I had a situation at an event, told the woman once, please. And then I basically said, just get out of here. I'm going to have to call some. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear about QAnon and your craziness. You have a right in America to be stupid. But I have a right not to hear it, too. Well, you're in the business. Don't you want to hear about this? How can you do a radio show and not be talking QAnon? Nah, we have enough crazy stuff. Thank you. We don't need any more crazy. We're full up here. 855-839-1210. At the end of your call, just hit us with your favorite oxymoron. We have the, Dan, I got to go to Ben right now. I got to go to this. This is one of the all-time best. Hey, Ben, I know you have a point about Hegseth, but give us that oxymoron.
Oh, the government's favorite one, voluntary compliance.
Yes, with taxes, some states have mandatory volunteers, mandatory volunteering, they call it, for
yes,
kids.
Yes, and lockdowns.
Yes, but yeah. I love voluntary compliance.
Yes.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a good one. What's your point on Hegseth, Ben?
I think he's right. They want to get rid of Trumpism, and to use an analogy, Trump's the shepherd. Both sides of the establishment get rid of him, and they hope to disperse the flock. But his principles, his platform was great. And recently, Jason Whitlock was on Levin's show, and he said what the Republicans need for 2024 is someone who can espouse and articulate Trump's policies, which the people love, but in a less abrasive, more articulate way.
Here's the thing, though. I'd like to see that. That's why I recommend Josh Hawley. The problem is I have a number of people emailing me already. No. It's got to be Trump. Now, maybe that will wear off after a while. It's going to be hard to replace the charisma, the fun of it, the rallies. Nobody's ever been able to do that. I mean, those are just like rock concerts. But you're right, Pete. The values there, America first, American worker, that's the umbrella. Get out of never-ending wars. That's the ticket. That's what people want. It is very clear.
Yeah, Trump could be the kingmaker, though, behind the scenes. He doesn't have to run again.
Right, he could endorse this. Right, he could do the rallies. He can come out and endorse, like, a Hawley or whatever doing it. Now, they would say that would be toxic. America would reject you if Trump is there at your rally.
I could see a guy like Hawley or Cruz or Tom Cotton espousing the platform.
Yeah, I'm hoping they will, because that's very much what people want. And I think Trump kind of zigged and zagged, but he came to the right points. I love
one last thing. I don't know what QAnon is. To be, could you please explain it to the audience? I really don't know.
Okay, we'll do that. Dan, can you give us the synopsis of that? So maybe you and I misjudged. We thought we knew what QAnon is. I know the derivation of it, and essentially it explains the world by these elites coming together to control it, deep state. And they're also a lot of, they worship Satan,
yeah,
and they're pedophiles.
So after, do you remember the Pizzagate situation?
Yes.
With Comet Pizza down in Washington. After Pizzagate,
yes,
it came out on 4chan. 4chan is an anonymous social media website.
Right.
Just an anonymous posting by a person named Q, laying out how there's an elite cabal of Satan-worshipping child pedophiles that run the world and make all the major decisions in the world. And everything going on right now is in an attempt to power grab for this shady cabal of child molesters.
That's essentially it. So maybe, Dan, you and I will talk after the show, but if people email me or on Twitter, maybe they don't know about it as much. See, our goal, though, is to find an objective source, not a source that's going to just use it to attack Trump supporters, okay, or not a source that endorses it. But I gave you my synopsis. I like Dan's point. People like it because it explains the world. You're on the inside club. It becomes like a hobby to follow all this stuff. That's always what's intriguing about conspiracies.
QAnon supporters truly believe they're more enlightened than the rest of the population.
Yes. So the question is, I'd love to hear from you. You're getting it now, whether it's true or not. So I'm trying to get ahead of the curve as always. The media is hell-bent now to say, I've seen a dozen articles just since last week in Washington, that QAnon has effectively not taken over the Trump base, but they're on their way. And I think this nutbag congresswoman that's going to file charges of impeachment against Joe Biden on day one, she's apparently a QAnon. There's a couple of them. They're nutbags. Stay away from it. This is not, the media loves this stuff. They want to portray Trump people now, who, if anything, what would I say they have in common? A deep abiding faith in the Constitution. That's one. And an argument that the media, the social media platforms, that there's a lot of grievance here, and that American, the Republican Party has let them down tremendously. They're in on it with Democrats when it comes to trade deals and things like that. Stuff that's public, not behind the scenes. Those are some of the qualities. Maybe some Tea Party people. Same kind of stuff. I like to dream. Hey, it is Dom time. Welcome in. All right, so Dan got an email. A guy pretty fired up going after me. Why don't I understand in Jersey that obesity and smoking even more are comorbidities? And as a result of that, don't we want to save lives? Why am I virtue signaling? Well, it's because we got to pick from a whole raft of people here. And I just don't see this as somebody who's made a bad choice, particularly in the case of smokers. I stand behind that. And you don't even have to document it. Oh, the chaos of what's going to go on in these lines. All right, 855-839-1210. You get in with Dom. Let me go to Jim. He's next in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jim, good morning. Hey, Jim, are you there? Jay, I'm sorry, Jay.
Oh, yeah, I'm here, Dom. How you doing? I love the show.
Well, thank you, Jay, very much. You can get vaccinated. If you're a Dom Giordano listener over in Jersey, wait a minute. You get vaccinated first. If just say, I listen to talk radio. End of the line. Eternity.
Stop it. Dom. I'm 64 years old. I've smoked all my life. I've drank all my life. I've had triple bypass. I got diabetes. And guess what? Pretty much everything I have is self-inflicted. And I'm not even complaining. I really love my life. I've had a great time. But, my God, why should I get it? I can stay in my house. You know, I feel bad for my friends. I still have friends who work for the post office. They've had to go to work. They've had no choice. People who work in Wawa, even, they've had no choice. They've had to go to work or have no money. Give it to them. I can stay in my house. I've done this to myself. I mean, I just don't have any sympathy for people. And my girlfriend, she's overweight. She's had stuff.
Wait a minute, Jay. You just went crazy there. Dan, he just said a woman, his girlfriend, was overweight. Oh, my God. This guy ought to be doing talk radio. That's as bold of a statement as I've ever heard. So my goodness.
Okay. Now, oh, God. I know. I'm horrible.
Get him out.
Oh, God. And it is what it is. Why should I get it? I mean, nothing I've done has stopped me from having my health condition. Let's put it that way. I take the medicine, but that's because I continue to do the things I shouldn't do.
Right. That's what the test is, Jay. I mean, particularly with the smoking, you know, and I realize that is a tough.
I have a cigarette in my hand as we're talking.
Now. Oh, God. You go right to the front. I can hear the smoker's laugh.
I was
going to
say the laugh, yeah.
The laugh.
And, the laugh cough.
You know, I was thinking of signs. If you don't have to document you're a smoker, one of my favorite people back in the DB days, and sadly she passed away, Joan Krajewski, Dom, how you doing today? Had the all-time smoke. All she'd have to say is, I'm Joan Krajewski, front of the line. There you go.
Exactly. We had the woman who used to call from Purple Heart. It sounds crazy. But my ex-wife and I used to laugh. It's like, oh, my God, I got a cigarette in my hand. Like, you got anything for Purple Heart? I mean, it is what it is. You know, I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't want it.
Well, Jay, I think that's people who need it. I think that's a perfect attitude to have. What's your oxymoron, Jay?
I don't know if they're oxymorons, but they are now. Free press or unbiased journalist.
They definitely are. That's why we started that. Yep. Free press might be, you know, we've already gotten past the unbiased, but now to say the free press, that's exactly right. Now, Dan, that's a great attitude. I mean, that's the girlfriend's overweight. Oh, God.
I like Brian's angle on the whole thing on Twitter, Dom.
Yes.
He says it's all a ruse. Millions are now going to go buy a pack of smokes and thus pay the high taxes to get in line. More money for the state.
Yeah. I mean, if it's, you know, are they going to try to shame you when you go there? Do you expect, Dan, you'll be asked any questions about smoking? Will you be vaping in line?
I hope a lot of people don't buy cigarettes for the first time and decide, maybe I'll give this a try and get hooked on cigarettes.
Yeah, to get in there, too. Oh, look, there's going to... I don't know how they would document already. They're trying to move people through the line. They're killing me, though, these emails. You're virtue signaling. These people have people who love them. That's a comorbidity. Yeah, but, you know, when we're deciding this, of who gets the vaccine, we're deciding then who gets a better chance. They're saying it's decided. See, with the people in a nursing home, I have a lot of problems, too. I think it was, I don't want to say who said it to me yesterday, but I agree, Dan, you were there, about people in prison. You know, but I kind of get it. They don't want an outbreak in prison, you know. But part of me says, no, why should Mumia Abu-Jamal get the vaccine before me? You're probably thinking the same thing, too. Definitely he shouldn't get it. Well, then, Dom, you don't get it. In prison, it spreads one person to another. Prison's not supposed to be a death sentence, except for people who commit a murder, really. But these are tough calls. I just don't see the smokers. Let's go to Charlie. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Charlie, good morning.
Yeah, I had time to think about it. My oxymoron is open-minded.
Ah, very good. Yes.
Definitely. I don't think we have much of that going around.
Yeah, that's a very good one.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if Trump has set the template for our future presidential candidates. In the past, it was senators, ex-governors.
Oh, you mean, okay, some kind of outsider is what people want.
To run for office. Yeah. And the fact that if you're a senator or governor, you've got a track record they can look at, they can analyze, they can pick apart.
Right.
So somebody comes along who's never been a politician... really has said some things, but there's no core belief, and then you end up with
the only thing with that. The only thing I'd say with that is almost all those people. There's only two that have had any level of success. Trump, one, and H. Ross Perot stood a good chance of doing fabulously, except he was nuts, if you remember, with stuff at his daughter's wedding.
I actually voted for him.
Yeah, but he also still got 19% of the vote. And he may
Well, I was part of the 19.
Yeah, well, what he said, he was the one person on NAFTA. Both Clinton and George Herbert Walker Bush agreed. They loved NAFTA. It goes all the way back to H. Ross Perot and NAFTA, what Trump was saying.
Would we be better off with a third party?
I don't see the chance of success of a third party. I really don't.
I don't either. But
See, that's why it's better. Why would I let Mitch McConnell and the others get away with it? We've taken over the Republican Party in large measure. Why would we surrender it back now?
I don't.
Yeah, because the third party is a very, very difficult. What you have to do just to get on the ballot and all, Charlie, it's massive. They've rigged the system on that. What's your oxymoron?
I know
again.
I'm a committee person here in West Whiteland, and just to get to be a committee person, you got to go and get some signatures. And
it's almost impossible. Thank you, Charlie. You gave me your oxymoron. I got that. Yeah, I mean, think about it. Trump has essentially taken over the Republican Party and Trump views and populism and all that. Now we'll see how it shakes out. They're underway to try to take that away. People like Liz Cheney. Is America going to vote for the Liz Cheneys and the Mitch McConnells of the world? No. What will they do? They won't vote. They're missing that again. That is the stirring thing about Trump right here in Pennsylvania and those hinterlands in 2016 where people came out. Is Mitch McConnell and Liz Cheney, are they going to get 57,000 people to show up in Butler, Pennsylvania? Remember that? Those rallies? Now, that doesn't mean it's foolproof, Trump, but it means that it's a way to look at the template. So, great question from Dan. What non-politician would you vote for in 2024? Meaning, they're not in elective office now, that you could consider them. Let's put it that way. I got to admit, Dan, I used to, way back when, it may have been in 2008 or 2012, I forget which, when people would call in and say, well, I would vote for Trump, I thought, he's never going to run. One thing I thought would come out is he's not really as rich as he says and all that stuff. I was wrong on that. Dan, can you think of anybody out there that people might gravitate toward that is not in office?
I want to see a Lee Greenwood, Mike Rowe ticket.
Well, Mike Rowe.
Well, Lee Greenwood as the face, the president, uniting us under all the patriotic stuff that he's done in the past. And then Mike Rowe comes in, he's the jobs vice president, and, fixes the economy even further.
Perfect. I like Rowe as the president, Lee Greenwood as the vice, but okay. I also like Gary Sinise.
That works.
Gary Sinise is fabulous, and he's got pretty good name recognition. I'm not sure if Mike Rowe has great name recognition. As much as we think.
I would disagree.
Okay, he might. Oh, that guy, Dirty Jobs. They might. How about the MyPillow guy? When's he going to run for office?
I don't want him near politics.
Oh, God, it'll be a special deal, you know?
Well, the problem with Mike Lindell is he has a checkered history.
Yeah, he does.
You know, and he's very open about the checkered history, but if he were ever to run for office, that would be thrown right back in his face.
And he's got that phrase, the MyPillow guy. Hey, welcome in. It is Dom time. Now, this is this would have been, for the theater of it, a report just out that President Trump had to be talked out from going to the well of the House during the impeachment debate, Dan. Oh, my God. A throwdown with Nancy Pelosi. Now, come on. On pay-per-view, that would be huge stuff. Eric Swalwell, can you imagine the lines and what Trump would be throwing out and who he would be zoning in on? Maxine Waters, the whole crew. Suppose the manager at that point was the dean of decency. I can hear it. Decency, decency. This is not decency, please.
Decency.
Picture seeing Trump come through the doors, and she's managing the impeachment as it's going forward. She did a remarkable job, the Dean of Decency.
Decency. Too.
She's a great paper shuffler. Wonderful work.
Decency.
All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line. What non-politician would you like to consider running in 2024? Who would you like to see? Think of all the possibilities that are out there. And it's a very, takes a lot. Most people are not going to do it. Mark Cuban has said, oh, yeah, yeah, they should anoint me. Picture him running, what that would be like. Yeah, out of the Shark Tank, I don't think Mark Cuban would be the guy people would, O'Leary? Yeah, let's go to Dave. Dave, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dave, good morning.
Hey, Tom, thank you for allowing me to get on your airwaves and say this, but I can tell you right now, all he's got to do is decide to run. He doesn't even have to campaign, and he'll win. Chuck Norris.
Yeah, particularly the Chuckster calling out that guy that looks like him who was storming the Capitol and saying it's not me. I had him on once, Dave, and people out here at the station made more of that than when you had the highest people in the country on. You're right. He's been kind of on the down low. We haven't heard Chuck Norris for a while, though.
Well, we just got to keep putting it out there and get it in his head.
What do you think Norris would bring to it? Well, you want the intimidation factor with Putin, right? Hey, Putin, look over here, buddy.
He'd bring everything to it, you know? I mean, if anybody could to follow up on Trump, I mean, we're in for four pretty crappy years with Biden and probably Harris in there. So we're going to need somebody in there who's, you know, got a pair.
Well, that's definitely, that always helps. What is your oxymoron?
I couldn't come up with one. You got to me too quick.
All right, Dave. Thank you, though. Chuck Norris is a worthy suggestion. That would be entertaining, at least. Without a doubt, it would be. Let's go to Rob. And, you know, some people, Dan, have said Tucker Carlson. I don't see Tucker Carlson riveting in the way of Trump. Do you? I don't know if you're answering calls now. But,
I am answering calls, but no, I do not see him as.
No, he's great as a TV commentator and in that role and the stuff that's scripted that he does. But he's a little bit, and I think he's the smartest guy on TV. He's a little bit odd. That would be a little bit of an odd.
One of the things I will give him credit for, he would be arguably the best debater.
Yeah, he's very good.
I think he would be great. And the faces, the smug faces he makes. You know,
I know you love the face.
I love
the smug face.
Well, what the face does is it portrays to the audience, like, are they crazy? And he does that so well that I think during a debate when they do the side-by-side of the two candidates, him doing the smug face would go very far.
And I think I watch this, as you know. I like quickness. He is one of the quickest people I've ever seen. He's as quick on his feet
and very,
as anybody imaginable.
Very good at handing the shovel to the person to bury themselves.
Yeah. The only time I thought somebody jousted with him effectively, given everything, was the creepy porn lawyer. I thought the creepy porn lawyer was pretty good that night. Think of the baggage he has. By the way, he's a great brander.
I remember.
Yeah, he did pretty well. He's a great brander, too, though. Don Lemon, the creepy porn lawyer. I don't know what he calls Cuomo. I have to look at that.
That guy's really gone out, like, just completely faded away.
Who, Fredo Cuomo?
No, Avenatti.
Oh, Avenatti. Well, he might be in jail, or he's up
Is
to
he?
Be in jail
okay.
or something. Yeah, that's a little bit of a... They were talking of running hit the creepy porn lawyer for president at one point. Why not? Could do worse, right? It could be Elizabeth Warren. It could be Kamala Harris. Let's go to Rob next. And Rob is in on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Rob, who should be that non-politician?
I think it should be Nick Saban, the head coach for the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Well, I would say this. Nick Saban is as cunning and political as anybody I've ever seen. You don't manage a team. You don't get people to come there. You don't do all that with pretty much not a whiff of scandal either.
That's a really good suggestion.
Yeah, and he's great. Have you ever seen him at the press conferences? He absolutely owns all the reporters in there. I mean, he is just quick as a tack, you know, and sharp as a tack, quick as a whip. And the guy, he's just fearless. You know, it's great.
Yeah, and he's persuasive. You don't get as good as they are people to go there to Alabama, the whole thing and all. No, that's exactly right. So yeah,
and he's
that's
got
a good choice.
And he's really. And he's got a good personality. I mean, people like him. People actually like him. So I thought, and this is a quick side, though, as a VP to protect him and have his little, you know how VP is supposed to be your little attack dogs, I would have Candace Owens in there.
Well, that certainly would be on the attack, to put it mildly. That's an interesting choice. What's your oxymoron, Rob?
I hear people tell me all the time, it's the weirdest thing, speed slowly.
Very nice. Very nice. Well played. Nick Saban's very good. I haven't seen him talk about the national debt or anything like that, but he's very political, very, very savvy, to put it mildly. I like Dan's choice, too. It takes a lot, though, to have an outsider. You know, we hear the same thing. Now, there's going to be baggage on the outsider, and the baggage is Trump. They're going to say, see what happens when you go outside the system. The other thing is, we haven't seen a military guy in forever. You know, I was very friendly with David Petraeus before the big blow-up, and he asked me about running for president. Would you have to do a lot of foolish stuff? And I said, oh, yes, you would. Definitely. So, no military guys at this point. I don't know who the number one military guy in our mind is. I'm talking at a general level or something like that.
Is there anybody currently in the cabinet that you could see running?
In the president's cabinet, yeah, who would be somebody that could run? Oh, they talk about Mike Pompeo. No way. No. Brilliant guy, but no.
Yeah, that was the pointed question. I was wondering mostly about Pompeo.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. Ben Carson, been there, done that. You know, I don't see anybody in the cabinet. Who's left that's, you know, that's still there. Yeah. So I love this story, too, that Trump won't pay Rudy Giuliani because he doesn't think the legal defense was good enough. He must have been listening to the show, Dan. How many times do we say that? Rudy, not the guy. Trump, no pay. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210. Side question, hit us with your favorite oxymoron. Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. All right, we see where the impeachment 2, the sequel, started. There's a text message out there now at Mediaite 309. That was right in the throes of those people in the Capitol, that Ted Lieu guy from California, one of the most radical members, and that's saying something on the left, on the Democrat side, texted out, now's the time to impeach him. This is a coup. Impeach, impeach. And that's where it started. That's how quickly they moved on that before anything else was out there. This is the architect of it. And yesterday it ended with that, and we'll see what the next phase is. All right, let me go to Jack. Jack, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Jack.
Hello?
Yes, Jack. Hi.
Hi, how you doing? I just have a couple things. You think Trump will pardon Paul Manafort?
I thought Manafort, Dan, can you look that? I thought Manafort already was pardoned.
I haven't heard it.
I thought he was pardoned around the time it was Flynn, Stone. Wasn't Manafort,
really?
Dan, pardoned?
Yeah, back on December,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Yeah, Manafort was already pardoned, yes.
And another thing, I don't know why you ever had Jake Tapper on your show.
All right. Yeah, well, okay. What's your oxymoron, Jack?
The gentle Don, Carlo Gambino.
All right. I think they said that about Angelo Bruno, too. Something like that. The gentleman Don, or, well, that was Gotti. 855, that's a good one. Let's go to John. Hey, John, welcome to Talk Radio 1210.
Hey, how you doing there?
Good, John.
I hope you don't mind, but I told the screen or something other. I was politically accosted yesterday at a store for my face mask. My face mask says, this mask is as useless as the governor. That's all it says.
Which state? In Pennsylvania?
Yeah, right here.
Yeah.
And I won't name the company because the company doesn't have anything to do. It was the employee who said something about it and started in on Trump. And I'm like, I go, what does this have to do with Trump? I go, I'm against this guy, you know, our governor here and wearing of these face masks, yet this guy wanted to go on in Trump. I think he was feeling his oats because of what's been going on,
yes,
at the Capitol and that kind of stuff.
Well, first of all, John, you can wear any face mask you want. Why does he have to engage you as long as you're wearing a face mask?
I kind of said that. I said, I'm the customer.
Yes.
I go, first of all, I didn't say anything. Yes, it reads, but I didn't say anything. I go, you just attacked me. And I go, you can't do that, dude. So anyway, I'll end up with, I don't have an oxymoron, but I could tell you who I would vote for. I would vote for Elon Musk. I think he's a pretty even-keeled guy, and I think I am. Even though I'm a Trump supporter, I'm a pretty even-keeled guy socially. As an example, you probably cut me off. I don't care about gay marriage. I couldn't care less about it.
Oh, well, I'm not going to cut you off. Why would I cut you off on that? Not at all.
Okay, well, I appreciate that.
It's not a preoccupation. It's not a preoccupation of mine either. The preoccupation is, though, I think if you're opposed to it, you're a cake baker or something like that, you should have that right. It's not something that I see as the end of the world. So thank you. That was a great call. Elon Musk would be interesting.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.